In the name of Jesus, amen. Our second reading today from the New Testament letter of Ephesians speaks of a profound mystery in Christ. I love mystery books, mystery movies. The word mystery usually makes us think of a mysterious problem to be solved, like watching that mystery movie or reading that detective book. Yet the word mystery here in the Bible is much deeper than that. It's more than just a matter to be solved, if that at all. The word mystery carries with it the sense of not being obvious to the understanding, at least not initially, sort of a hidden quality that needs to be revealed. And mystery as a complex situation of purpose and will. Complex purpose and will not being obvious to the understanding. In our second reading today, the Apostle Paul tells us that this mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Paul uses the same word mystery in the next chapter of Ephesians, a short little book. Paul writes in the same book, "These words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel." For Paul, mystery goes with Christ, and it goes with the gospel, the good news and the saving message of Christ. It's wonderfully complex. It's not readily apparent. You know, the gospel of Christ is not obvious, not right away to our understanding. We might grow comfortable with it, but when we really get into the mystery, we realize how deep it is. That God would send Christ to save you and to save me for our sin is not really any truth that adds up or makes any sense. Why would God do that? In our sin and failures, we deserve the opposite, judgment. Yet Christ saves us. He makes us his own. It's a wonderful mystery of love. In spite of ourselves and our worst efforts, when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that gospel, that good news, that message of Jesus shows the wonderful purpose and will of God to be with us always in Christ, no matter what, in life or death, through faith in Christ, we belong to the Lord. In Christ, we have communion with God, with the Holy Spirit, communion with one another as believers in Christ. And this mystery, Paul tells us, is wonderful and complex and shows us the purpose and will of God to be with us forever. And from there, you really delve into the mystery of God's very being, a being of love. This is the profound or great mystery that the Apostle Paul is describing in our second reading today. You know, all of our human connections, all of our relationships are meant to be centered, Paul tells us, in the Holy Spirit, centered in the mystery of Christ's presence, his communion with us. Right before our reading today from Ephesians, Paul tells us that in the same book, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away, along with all malice. Be kind-hearted, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This is the expression, the living out of a great, the profound mystery of the gospel of Christ. As Paul sums it up in Ephesians, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Isn't that beautiful how Paul connects walking in love with one another? With the sacrifice and love of Jesus on the cross, his saving gospel. This mystery is great and profound. How much Christ loves you and me. How we might love each other in him. Well, just as the gospel is not readily apparent, I don't think loving each other, right? That other half of the mystery is really readily apparent to us on a day-to-day basis. At least it can feel far off on the crowded subway. It's much more natural to be suspicious of one another even in church for fear of getting hurt again, to be standoffish, to remember grievances, to even be rude or extreme. This makes sense to us. But the love of Christ, Paul says, opens us up to another way, a mysterious way, a profound way. It starts with listening to God's word, listening to each other, bearing burdens, being there for each other. I heard expressed recently that, you know, the ultimate human desire is to not have money or fame. Those come and go. The real human need and desire is to belong, to really belong with someone, somewhere. This mystery is great and wonderful and complex, that we belong to Christ. We belong to one another. All of us in faith in Christ, by baptism into Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, belong to Christ. We belong to one another. Paul tells us that in Christ, then we submit to one another. He says that of everyone, out of reverence for Christ, everyone submitting to one another. And to submit here is not coercion or by force. That's not the sense of the word at all. It has a negative connotation, but in Scripture it's a beautiful expression of free and spontaneous response of love. To be there, to belong, to welcome others in belonging, all for one another. And this all then helps make sense of what Paul, he says it to everyone, and then in our reading specifically, to husbands and wives in our second reading today. Husbands and wives, then it makes sense, right? Just as Christians love one another, to love one another. The husband sacrifices as Christ for his wife. The wife, in spontaneous love, receives this self-giving sacrifice of Christ. Together they cherish each other. The commitment and honor is marriage, is lifelong, till death. Just as Christ loved us till death, husbands and wives love each other for life. Christ is the center for husband and wife. Husbands and wives are faithful to each other unto death, and so reflect and witness the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the profound mystery of Christ. And Christ, of course, is faithful beyond death. He's risen from the dead. Eternal life is ours in Christ. And marriage also, right, not only points to Christ in this life, but points ahead to the future of eternal life in Christ. As we prepare for each other what the Bible describes as a heavenly marriage celebration. That's how it puts it. When all of us will be with Christ forever in his heavenly kingdom party. This mystery is great and profound and complex and true. This mystery is the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. So what does this, our reading, mean for our daily lives here and now? Well, especially for our reading today, for those of us who are married, take time this week to reflect how our marriages show the presence and love of Christ. Where they don't, work on that. Have Christ be more reflected in you for your spouse. Be more like Christ this week means rely on Christ for the mystery of his presence to deepen your life and love together. For all of us from our second reading today, isn't there a sense of belonging to be open to loving others in the power and presence of Christ? To stop trying to see others, whoever it may be, as problems to be solved, as objects to change, to fit, to match our will. Instead, to see others in the mystery of Christ, how in Christ we are called to be open to the needs and concerns of others. You know, as I reflected this week on why I love mystery books so much, is I just sort of love the suspense, the trusting of seeing what will happen or being surprised. That's a great way of looking at life in Christ, waiting, trusting to be surprised by the presence of Christ in another, by the surprise of the gospel, by the surprise of grace. To see how everyone deep down seeks that desire to belong, and to live by the truth that this belonging is ultimately only found in Christ. The mystery of Christ and his gospel is profound, Paul tells us. It's great. It changes our understanding to see that we belong, that we matter. The mystery of Christ and his gospel is wonderfully complex. It challenges us to be more open and receptive to God, to others, to their needs, to live and to give in Christ. This mystery of Christ is profound. It shows the very essence of God, the love of Christ for his church, for us who belong to Christ. Amen.